What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Well, we have a lot to discuss.
The band is back together.
There was a reason why Catherine was not on the last few episodes. It was because
she's in love and she doesn't care who knows it.
And she needed some time to go through that. Catherine, why don't you just take the floor?
Catherine, is it someone we know?
Yeah, tell us. You're in love and we want to know who it is. Give us a clue. Give us, let's play the guessing game. Who is Kat in love with? Is it someone you met on Hinge?
Absolutely not.
Tinder.
Never went on Tinder. Also, Hinge lasted all of like...
Does he have any kids?
He does.
Oh. Does he have one kid?
Nope.
Two kids?
Nope.
Does he have three?
Yes, he has three.
Does he want more kids?
Absolutely not.
Is that part of the reason that you're in love with him?
It's actually scheduled to get snipped.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So there's a great amount of intimacy in your relationship.
Oh, well, now
so much so that we have to worry about snipping.
Well, that's great that we've become intimate. With who?
Y'all are so funny. Okay, so Nick and I are not getting divorced.
Yay! Some people here have called it.
You know what? Also, how many times did I say, are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, are no, you sure? Because everyone thinks that I'm like the reason that like...
Oh, the chat's blowing up. Wow. Yay. Everyone's
excited. Because it's like literally everyone was like, she just wanted to be single. Jana is the reason because she just likes miserable people. Like she wants to be miserable to other people. And I'm like, y'all, I'm like after the more work you've done, I'm like, Catherine, are you sure? Like, are you sure you don't want to be back together with Nick? Like...
And the funny thing about it is, like, I really kept towards the end a lot of that to myself. Yeah. A lot of it. Like, we didn't even talk about it that much. Like, no. Right
in the
up
beginning,
until,
though, I did, though, for sure.
No, like, I'm saying before I'm like making the decision. Oh, when people are like, right. You like convinced me or whatever. It's like, we didn't even really talk
divorce?
About it. Yeah.
I know. Divorce. That's why I was like, well, I remember when you came over and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, through the years, I it had was been shocked. Discussed. But yeah, I just didn't really talk to anybody about it. It was like, me and my therapist, you know? So, whatever to those people, but
those people anyway. Like to call people miserable as they sit behind their keyboards and have opinions about everybody else's life.
Yeah. But so, anyway, putting that to shame. So anyway, yeah. So, long story short, about a month and a half ago, a little over a month ago, we just kind of started working on things, you know, long story short, I won't go into all the details, but, obviously everyone knows a lot of our issues, you know, stemmed around me and my lack of vulnerability and intimacy. And that's just something I knew I had to work on. And as I was starting to kind of work on myself and a lot of prayer, praying about it a lot, I just kind of kept going back to him. Like he was my safe place. And I was like, well, I have to start here. You know, there's things I need to say to him.
Even if you were to not get back together.
100%. Yeah. There was not at first. That wasn't years. The goal. Yeah. The goal was just to open up, tell him how I felt. In the beginning, it was like, we're getting divorced after 15 years and I need to tell him I think he's a great dad. I think that he was a great husband. You know, those things. But as it kind of went on and I was able to like dig into my emotions, it's like I realized like that I didn't want to lose him, you know, that he was my best friend. I just wasn't able to open up and I needed to work on that. So I started to work on that, but it just happened to be that I wanted to work on it with him, you know? And so it just kind of over time. So, I mean, we were sneaking around cause we didn't tell our kids. So it was like, you know, he had a rental and I had my house. Like we were literally like sneaking.
Oh, I thought you said like he got a rental car. I was like, wow, you guys are really deep into that.
We are really kicking it back to high school.
I was like, okay. It felt like high school, but I never even did that in high school.
Maybe in the cul-de-sac. I didn't either. I just said that. I didn't do that in high school either.
I know. It's kind of fun at 38. But like we went on, I planned like a little vacation at the beginning or just like a night out. And I was like, wait, do we even get to ride together? Like, where do I put my car? And we were going to meet at this one place, but like the whole town was there. So it's like, we can't go
Remember
there.
We don't do town stuff.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so we went to like a gas station outside of town, parked my car, met and drove, you know, so.
But what a fun, like.
So fun.
Yeah. And falling in love all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, like, I remember one of the times Nick came over as a friend.
Oh my God.
No, they love that. Don't they love that?
But like, I remember him being like, Catherine was vulnerable with me for the first time. And I'm like, Nick, I'm like, well, maybe y'all can, you know? And he's like, no, he's like, I don't think, he's like, I don't know. But I'm like you were opening up. Like he was like welcoming the opening up. And I'm just like, I don't know. There's always a piece of me that actually like was just like, that's why I kept saying, like, yeah. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. Like, you know what I mean? To try. Cause it's like, you kept saying like, he's my best friend. And I'm like, then what is the problem?
Right.
Just so you have to sleep with him?
Need to make
you
know out. What I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I think it was the intimacy block.
100%.
Right?
Like, I'll never forget you saying that to me. And you're like, well, do you think you could? And I was like, nope. And I just shut down. I just put my wall back
really
up.
You really did. It was so fast.
I remember. Yeah. I remember literally, like, I can't even talk about it.
But does it make you want to cry?
Yeah, so was, like we're like
not as much. Not as much.
Oh, I was like, I love it when Kat cries.
Speaking of vulnerability, any time I talked about it, I would absolutely tear up.
Yeah,
but I'm learning now. I guess it's just I know it. I'm very aware of it when I do it. Mm-hmm. Again, I remember in the car, just like shut it down, you know. And mm-hmm. so that's what I always did in our marriage. And so, I mean, honestly, I know it sounds very cliche, but like I literally just get up every morning and I say the same prayer every morning. And it's just like it's a day by day thing for me just to keep my heart open mm-hmm. is the biggest thing. And mm-hmm. to just keep, you know, pursuing it and showing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that that's always there were always things that I knew I should do that would pop into my head that I should say all those things. And I just didn't do it. You know, we were just mm-hmm. so far just like in our corners mm-hmm. that I didn't do it. And he didn't, you know, he gave up too. It's like we both kind of gave up. So now it's just like.
So what does the road look like now?
You know, we did tell the kids. So the kids are aware. Mm-hmm. They were definitely starting to pick up on it. You know, when we told them, my 13-year-old was like, I knew it. You know, so I mean, like, mm-hmm. it was, yeah. And
what a inspiring thing for them to witness too.
Yeah. That's, I'm like, that was like, I can't, I was like, how heavy were they?
Oh my gosh.
Like, I can't even imagine like
a redemption story.
I love that. I have to show you all the video. I have a video and it's like the sweetest thing ever. Emmy's the best. Cause I mean, she cried throughout the day. I mean, it was the sweetest thing. And she's constantly like,
that makes me want to cry.
Oh, I mean, she's constantly, even now she's like, hey, go kiss dad. Hey, go hold his hand. Hey, go. Like, she just so badly wanted to see affection, you mm-hmm. know?
It's such good groundwork for them too, to see that.
Before you go to the next thing, I just want to say something I just wrote down so I didn't forget it. When I was looking at Instagram, I was like, I noticed, and by the way, of however 15 years that I've known you and Nick together, I've never seen your hand on his shoulder, arm, leg. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, Kat put her hand on his shoulder at the football game.
Physical touch.
I know. Yeah. I was like, go, girl, go.
Well, I ran into them at a birthday party on Sunday. And I was like, well, look who it is on the love seat.
We're literally sitting on the couch.
Oh, like real thigh touchy close.
I mean, that usually used to make my skin crawl. That sounds terrible, but
no,
it did.
That's what Mike was. He'd be like, every time you touch me, my skin crawls. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool,
but
cool,
it's
cool,
not, cool, cool. And it's fine. So, everything's fine. Cool, 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 cool. That feels really good for you to say that to me.
I know, it sounds terrible. But it's hard to explain. It truly is hard to explain. But
so is the road trying to figure out like where the intimacy block comes or like what is like, I'm curious.
I think we've destroyed the intimacy block.
Yeah, no, from my understanding. Honestly, I think I was just able to, it started with just a very vulnerable conversation.
Sure.
And it was hard and it was not easy to have that conversation. But once I was able to, and I literally broke down, I'll just be honest, like, complete breakdown.
Good.
At this point, I have nothing to lose kind of thing, you know, then it was just easier. You know, of course I think that's always going to be a part of me. And I think I'm always going to have to constantly work at it. And he's aware of that. And we have a lot of conversation about it, but I'm just, you know, like sometimes I don't even notice it when I'm touching him now. Sometimes I have to tell myself to do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mix.
And I think that's okay too. Like I remember like, with Mike, it's like, he's like, I have to physically be like, touch her leg. Mm-hmm. And as hard as it is for like me to like, be like, well, why wouldn't you want to touch? It's like, I know that he's like trying. And I think that's all Nick probably wants too, is just like the effort put in.
Yeah.
Where like the effort was lost, you know?
Well, it becomes just like a habit over time.
Eventually, sure.
Yeah. Where you're just
But then
not
you become
too...
business partners, essentially, or roommates.
Exactly.
And that's the tricky part. Because the undoing of that is so frustrating and long and hope lost.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm definitely choosing to not regret the road that we took to get there. Sure. I'm definitely seeing as it's all was blessed and it needed to happen that way. I think I had to get out of the situation and be broken to be able to like fix, you know, what was broken essentially. So I don't even regret that. You know, I was a little worried with the kids, like, do I need to say, I'm sorry that we put you through this, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, they're just happy.
Yeah.
You know, and then they also saw us happy together. So it was, you know, even so.
I think it's beautiful because they see y'all working. Like, that's like what they should see is like you guys working towards it. Because again, it's not good for them just to see happy parents never fighting.
Right.
It's not good just to see them fighting all the time. So it's like to show the like work and the commitment. Like, I think that's like what they should see.
Right.
Now, if it was, we're going to get divorced again in three, then they, again, back and forth, like that back and forth would be a lot on them. But like, you know.
And that's why we waited. You know, we wanted, you know, because that first like week or so, it was very, every conversation was, if we do this, if we do this. And there was just like a point where it just kind of flipped. You know, I can't even explain it, but it just kind of flipped. It's like, we're doing this, you know, but we have to protect the kids. But because, you know, at the end of the day, my whole thing was breaking the cycle because my parents did not show affection. They had the same issues. I just had to make a decision on which way I was going to break the cycle. And it was either we get out of this and then we go get other relationships and they're going to have to be healthy to show them. And then once I was out of it, I was like, I have to fix this no matter what, you know, and I'd rather do it with him and then go back and show him, them, what a healthy relationship should look like. So
I'm really, that's really big, giant, inspiring work.
Absolutely. Thanks.
And I love that. Personally that it happened the way it did for any, like, validation you may need from what a kid sees. I don't, for some reason that like the separation and you two learning yourselves enough and whose you are and then to come back to each other, like that really is, that's like, that's the redemption story. That's huge.
Yeah. And let me say too, y'all, I didn't even know it. But I found out later that, my 10-year-old Emmy and another person in our not immediate family, but in our family had been praying together for us to get back together, like often. Man. And so it's such a cool thing to be, to show her like, look, like your prayers were answered. Aww. You talked to God, you asked a very specific thing and it happened. It may not have happened, you know, or if it didn't happen, like, but it was just a good time. It's a good thing to really show her.
Yeah.
And I think it's been like really great for her because she's like, wow, like it really worked.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it was too, cool. It's like a good, like sometimes you don't know what you have, but also like until you lose it, you know?
100%.
So it's like, I think, not that you ever like took Nick for granted or anything like that, yeah. But like, it's like you realize like, whoa, he was my best friend. Mm-hmm. He was like, sometimes you don't realize those things until like you lose it, you
Absolutely.
Know? And like, and then again, like you're saying, like, no matter what, you're going to have to work on yourself, mm-hmm. whether it's with Nick, whether it's with the guy from Hinge, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like whoever it is. And I think it's like, that's the same thing. Like, you know, I think we can all attest to that, like things within your marriage, things with me dating. I'm like, all right, like I have to change some stuff or I'm going to keep picking the same, or I'm going to keep mm-hmm. doing the same thing. And it's like, we have to work on ourselves. It's not about the other person. It's about mm-hmm. ourselves.
And you may find this shocking, yeah. but I'm not super affectionate at home.
So you told me that the other
I
day.
I know. And so I just don't want you to feel alone in that. Like Thank I have to you. Sometimes, which I think would be unexpected from people that would that listen to me.
Did not expect that
I'm
from you.
I'm looking at you like,
she
what?
Told me that and I was like, wait,
so
what?
So I'm not. Like I am with the kids excessively. Right. Like they're going to need a therapist for opposite reasons that I did. But like I'm not super affectionate with Preston enough either. And so I've had to work on that because I'm severely independent. And what I'm mm. learning from Amy, our mutual therapist, is that my severe independence once was my survival tactic, but I don't need it anymore. And sure. so I was going to ask you if that was 100%. Similar, but I didn't want to project, yes. if you will.
Without a doubt, that was me.
But yeah. like, I don't have to be Kristen from Michigan all the time in that way, like heart, you know, like I toughen up and I can take care of myself, but it's like, but I can also just be like, hey, that hurt my feelings, or hey, I need this. And what's interesting is in a relationship, sometimes somebody needs to know that they're needed. Mm-hmm. Very elementary, mm-hmm. but for some reason I missed the memo.
Well, so. It served us when we needed it to serve us.
And in our lifestyle,
yeah.
in my lifestyle at home, it does serve me because mm-hmm. he's gone so much that me being independent and handling life and, mm-hmm. you know, being mom and dad when I need to be and husband and wife when I need to be is like, okay, mm-hmm. but I'm also working on that.
Well, because independence, I've learned, can be a positive and such a negative. It can mm-hmm. be both. And it's just
a
learning what
curse.
Parts. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, absolutely.
There's so much about independence that keeps serving me, but there's a lot of things I Same. Can just lay down. And mm-hmm. honestly, it was exhausting still using independence and mm-hmm. pieces of that.
Mm-hmm. You know what's like yeah. interesting too, like just like hearing that and reflecting on it is like when there's someone that like likes me, I'm actually not as affectionate. But like, I'm more affectionate to those that like, I feel like I have to like,
ooh,
like proving or like to like
chase,
to chase like those people I'm like more affectionate with. And the guys that like, I know that will like want to be with me. It's like, oh no, like this, cause it feels foreign to have the guys actually like show me affection. Like no joke, Flower showed up in my house and I was like, who are these from? You know what I mean? Like this must be for my grandpa. Like that guy doesn't send flowers.
Yeah,
you know, so
some
like,
good guys do send flowers,
but it's like
anything
those
you
are the
share. No, we're breezing past it. I see that. Okay,
I'm just saying like that. I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, I'm actually not as touchy with people that like because it's like it's scary
mm-hmm.
and like foreign.
Yeah, I think the fear of rejection. If I went back through all my relationships and saw, I really dated some winners. But there were so many like hurtful comments that I think my vulnerability got shut out a little bit. And I was like, well, I'll just guard myself then because clearly you guys can't take care of me. And then I made it a gender-wide pandemic in my brain. So then I was like, none of them can be trusted. And then God gave me Legend, my son. And I was like, well, now here's a turn of events, a plot twist, because I'm going to have to learn how to love this. I can't wait to hear the messages you get about me saying that. But like, I'm going to have to learn to love this gender so much more differently and full-hearted.
No, I mean,
yeah, that's
they're not all lumped together anymore. I had to start picking them apart, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kat, I mean, truly, I mean, and again, I don't want you to think like nothing is rainbows and butterflies.
Sure.
Like you're going to have hard times in your marriage. You're going to have hard times. Like you're going to have great times. You're going to have amazing times. And it's like, no matter what, like we all go through struggles and you guys, you know, worked it out. And that's amazing.
Sure.
Like truly, like that's like.
We don't get to pick how it's broken apart sometimes to be
true.
Healed.
Yeah.
Very and so
true.
I just that's think that's
point.
Great.
Yeah.
And even when like in your healing and you're still like having to go like, oh, this is like, it's okay. Like
right.
you're not like, it's not going to be like, we have the best marriage ever. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
okay
yeah,
to still
sure.
have like moments of like struggle and hard times. And I think that's a lot of people, why people peace out so fast is because it's like, you know, you just,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, cause I mean, frick, as much as I would have loved to have pieced out like the first time I heard about Mike cheating. And like at the same time, it's like, did the work to try. And it's like, mm-hmm. sometimes like you try and you try and you try. And it's like, then you realize like, okay, it's not working. And it's like for y'all, it's like you guys chose to like, you're trying together. And like, that's beautiful no mm-hmm. matter what. Like
yeah.
you can know regardless, like yeah. how, that's a thing. Like, you know that you tried. Cause I think, and this is what I said to you. And I was like, I said this to Nick too. And so, but I was always fearful that you were going to regret leaving because you didn't try mm-hmm. wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. And please don't take that like.
No, it's the first thing I said when I sat down with him. I started bawling and I was like, I don't feel like I tried. It was like there was two hearts looking. I needed to make a decision because I'm a person that can't sit in that gray. Yeah. And I'm just like, I have to make a decision. This is hard and this is hard. Which heart am I going to choose?
Yeah.
And I just chose that one and then realized, wait a minute, I still have to do the other hard mm-hmm. for myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, you're 100% right. That's literally the first thing I said.
And I think even in the trying, like Jana is saying, when you try, even in the very least, you're still going to meet yourself somewhere you've never met yourself yeah. before. Mm-hmm. So even if it doesn't work relationship wise, yeah. you're still gaining momentum on yourself and your own coming back to yourself mm-hmm. and all of it anyways.
Yeah, and yeah, now you'll absolutely. Know, like, you did everything. Mm-hmm. You tried everything. And you know, and don't feel like a failure if it's the, you know, who knows? Like, we just yeah. don't know. Like, it's like, as long as, like, that's why, like, it was so not easy for me to walk, because it was hard as hell to walk away. But I was also like, I tried
absolutely.
Everything and I can rest my head. Like, I can
without
be like.
Without a doubt.
You left nothing on the field.
Nothing. But if I would have left 6 years ago, mm-hmm. I would have been like, I wonder if we could have made it work. Like, I really. But then there's also like some, you know, so I'm just saying, like, no matter what, like, I'm proud of you for trying.
Thank you. And honestly, I understand your
thank you.
Point of view more now.
Yeah. Cause I think in the very beginning, you were like, yeah, why aren't you leaving? Right. And I'm like,
but now I see that it's like, yeah, that regret, not that I necessarily was sitting in this place of regret.
No, but you might have down the line.
Yeah.
I think it would have caught up to you.
So uncertainty turns into regret, I think.
Yeah.
If you don't get certain about it.
Sure, sure, sure.
Whatever way it goes.
Now I understand why you had to like be able to say, I tried everything.
Yeah.
Like, I totally understand that now.
I honestly think scar tissue in a relationship is hot.
I think it's beautiful. That's the thing. Like, I wish my ex and I like could have like been the like that could have been our redemption story. But it's
you
like,
guys still have beautiful scar have tissue. Try.
We do,
like, stunning scar tissue. A lot of it.
Yeah,
but you really do. Yeah. I mean,
but I'm
you fought the good fight. No pun intended. But like, don't forget to buy that book because it still matters. And
my part was, don't read The Trust because that was all a lie.
But
the
it's
chapter
like,
to tell the truth. Let me tell you what, all of that was a lie. Anyways,
it was opposite day. I just feel like, but like, you really did. Like, your scar tissue matters because Jace and Jolie have the scar tissue to fall back on. Yeah. They saw two people go for it as hard as they could go.
A lot well, of they saw. Wish they didn't see either. But well, anyways, moving on.
We all have good therapists and great
I
friends.
I think that there's redemption stories for every marriage, whether it stays
yes, that's
broken
what I'm saying.
Or gets back together.
Yeah.
Y'all will have a redemption story, each of you.
I'm excited.
Thanks.
Appreciate yeah, but no, it. Me too. It's amazing. And
I came out of the bathroom and I was like, baby, Kat and Nick are back together. And he's like, hallelujah. I knew it was going to happen. Hallelujah.
It's so funny how many people said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, it's also interesting, like, when you get divorced, how many people you hear go like, oh, I saw that coming, or man, I don't know how you guys made it work. And then like to hear people say that about getting back together.
People saw that coming. Oh, saw y'all getting back together.
Okay.
Well, we are about to get Jessie James Decker on. She's killing it right now in Dancing with the Stars. So let's get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
JJ.
Hey. Hi, Jesse. You're in the dance studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys.
Hey, girl.
How's it going? Let me do full screen here.
You look gorgeous.
I know. What is happening?
Oh, my God. Thanks. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you've been... I mean, obviously, because I feel like even when we ran into each other, I don't know, a month or so ago, you're like, I'm just all over the place. And then you started texting me. You're like, what about, like, I was like, who's your hairdresser from Dancing in the Stars? I'm like, why is she asking me these questions? And I was like, what's going on? Tell me everything. But were you hesitant to do the show?
So the only reason why I was hesitant would just be like the time commitment. Because sure. You know, you all know we're mothers. And so like you've got kids and that's the first thing that pops to my mind is like, how the heck am I supposed to balance this? Because our kids come first. And so I think I needed to understand the schedule. And as soon as I was told I was going to be able to practice and rehearse in Nashville, that was a game changer for me. Cause I don't know if it's always been like that. Right.
No, you definitely could. I mean, I remember, when I did most of mine, in LA, but the problem was I was touring too, just like, you know, you're doing mm-hmm. shows too. And I think, you know, Catherine, you know, had to cancel a bunch of shows because towards the end of it, I'm like, I can't keep doing shows and rehearsal and be a mom. I'm like, I don't even and now I feel like I almost have a shot at it. So I'm like, so we started to cancel shows because it just got emotional. I mean, not emotionally, but like physically, I mean, all of it, just like a lot.
And the traveling, you throw flying, and I don't know about y'all, but like, I know people that can get on planes and then get right back to business. It sucks the life out of me. Flying just drains me. And so you throw that in there and it's like, But yeah, so as soon as I was asked to do it, I was like, I need to figure out what it is that I need to keep and what I can move and who will be cool with me moving some of these things around and some of these shows, because it is, you're right, like it's hard to do everything and juggle everything at once.
Where do you think emotionally you are going into week three?
I feel like I am more positive this week. Last week I was a little like, oh man, like I don't know how week, like I felt like week one and the first dance was so great. And then, you know, the scores didn't totally reflect that. So I was like, well, dang, I don't know. I'm not a dancer, so I don't know what's good and what's not good. Mm-hmm. So for me, I thought it was good, but I guess it wasn't, I don't know. And then week two, I went into it more serious and just not as confident. Cause I'm like, okay, like I better straighten my legs. I better do all these things. Now going into it week three, I'm feeling really positive. I think about it. Everything that you've said, Jana, has been that I refer to your little Dancing with the Stars calendar that you've given me. And you and so just
because I literally sat here, I was like, okay, you're going to go through a wave of emotions. Week one, it's going to be fun, but then you're not going to get the scores. Then you're going to be like depressed. And like week four, you're like, you're going to want to quit. And then like week six, you get your best score ever. And then it's like so much fun. And it's like, because they put you, and then like, that's the whole point too. Like they're not going to give you like all eights or all nines. And, and then it's also hard too, when you see these people that are really good or that have danced before and you're like, well, that's not fair. Like I've never danced a day in my life. And, but it's like, but then they're going to give them low score. Like you just watch, like it's all going to start like to turn, because then they're going to be harder on you, harder on them. And then they'll be better on you. And it's like,
which week do you fight with your partner?
Let's ask Jesse live.
Oh, Jana definitely is.
Yeah. No.
I think for me, it's just like anyone that you're forming a partnership with or a friendship, anything. There's always going to be those getting to know each other kinks. Speaking of my partner, getting to know each other, things that you work through. And it's like, you know, and I feel like we've done that really well. You know, last week we really got to know each other on even more so. And I just feel like we really are understanding one another. And I just think it makes for an even better partnership.
Good. Where do you think that you guys kind of butt heads a little bit when it comes to training?
He's just very passionate, and I love that. And I understand passion. I come from a really passionate family. I think the only time is like, it takes me a little longer to grasp certain things. So all I ask for is just like a little grace period to like understand what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I really think that we're working through those things, and it's like, I have a pep in my step these last couple of days, because I really feel like we're finding our wave together.
Who is your best friend on the show, like dancing partner wise, like that's on the show, celebrity?
I don't know yet. There's certain people you see more, because I guess you're kind of in like a pod system. And so I feel like there's certain people that you see consistently because they're dancing the same time or rehearsing the same time. So I think I see Charlie and Shangela more than anyone. And so I feel like I always chatted up and catch up with Mark and Charlie probably more than anyone, because we seem to practice and rehearse the same time. And she's just,
no, I love that. Yeah, no, she's amazing too. I'm like, so many people, she's like
incredible.
When I watched the show, I was like, oh man, like I would like, there's so many good dancers too on the show.
Oh, everyone's seriously, like half of the squad is so incredible. I'm sitting there like with my mouth on the ground being like, oh my God, they're so good.
But
they're
from like a 30, amazing.
Like they look professional.
Like from a 30,000 feet perspective, to me, you fit there.
Yeah.
Like but I mean that like truly though, like it wasn't like one of those where I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, uh-oh. Cause I mean, listen, if they tried to cast me with Dancing with the Stars, you guys would feel really good about yourselves. But it's like, it just feels to me like a natural fit. So I feel like it's good that you feel positive this week, because you should be, because you're meant to be there and you should be there. You're a little booty shaker, JJD. Let's not pretend.
Well, thank you. It's funny because you feel like you're a good dancer. Like growing up, I've always felt like I had rhythm, but you come into this and you are humbled immediately going, you might have natural rhythm, but like learning steps is a whole other level. Like Jana, you made it look so easy and so effortless. Like I watched and I remember just thinking like you just made it look so easy.
Girl, I was,
you had ice on your ribs.
It was so hard. I mean, when I said to you, I'm like, oh my God, that was a note I always got too. Like, stronger legs, stronger legs. I mean, Gleb would just be like, yelling at me. I'm like, I am literally doing the best I can. Like, and I don't remember and I'm sorry. And I told you, like, it wasn't until like the, maybe the day before where I'm like, oh, okay, it's starting to click. You know, it's like, it's hard. But I mean, at the same time, like I told you too, like just have fun because it goes by so fast.
Yeah. And that is something that I've really tried to think, even though we're only going into week three, I've really tried to step in and go, okay, remember to have fun, Jess. Like, I don't want to walk away from this and be like, I should have enjoyed it more because I was so stressed out. Like, it is stressful. It is so hard. You're challenging yourself. You're putting yourself in a situation you never have before. So it is heavy on you. But I do think about what you say every time. Like Jana said, to remember to just like enjoy myself. So yeah. I'm really trying to do that.
Because I wish I could go back. Like that's how, and like, and just truly have fun with it. And like, and know that like your kids will be okay. They're always going to be okay. They've got, you know, an amazing, you have an amazing husband, amazing, they have amazing dad. And it's like, they're, one of the things that too, I love when I went to your show at the Ryman, like your kids are watching you, like live your dreams and be this boss ass babe. And like, you know, and just like run companies, Kittenish and all these other things that you do. It's like, you are showing your children like how to be like this amazing, independent, strong woman and loving and nurturing. And like you come home and like you're cooking them the soup. And I'm like, how does she find the time? Like I'm microwaving chicken nuggets. Like I'm just like,
and the recipe's already in a book because she did that too.
I know.
And I'm like, damn it, Jessie.
So damn like, it, Jessie. How is she doing this? And it's like, you are showing like your kids, like, just like, I know like you probably miss them right now and you want to be with them, but it's like you like, they're watching you and you are giving them more from doing what you're doing than like, you know, than being 24/7, like in their face.
For sure. And I have to keep in mind, another friend told me, like, this is a blimp at time. This is a blimp at time. And like, it may feel so long now, but it's not. And so I do keep trying to tell myself that, because like you, Jana, I'm in it. I'm freaking in it. And I want to work, but I'm like, I'm in it with my kids, and it's the most important thing to me in the whole world. But I do have to remember, like, it's okay to do something for myself and try something new and challenge myself in a different way. Like, this is for me. This is for me to go, I'm putting myself out of a comfort zone and exhausting something that I've never done. And it's okay. And it's like something I'm going to be proud of one day when I step away from all this going, I can't believe I did that. And I'm proud of myself for that. And it's like, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like we all need to do that. Like, all step out of something. Like, that's why, like, Jess, I know we can't say the show, but like, we both got asked to do a show and I'm like, man, I want to do this because it'd be so out of my comfort zone, because I always stay in like even, yes, I'm driving on the expressway now, but I'm staying on the right lane. I don't get into the middle lane. Like, I stay in my comfort zone.
And I'm
on
like,
my
beep,
right
beep,
lane.
Move over, Kramer. Beep, beep.
So it's like,
I'm like, girl, we got places to go. And I see her over there, Grandma Pace, 10 and 2. Settled into that right lane.
I'm the speedster all the way in the other lane going,
I know. JJD and I are like pedal to the metal racing each other.
Well, that's me on the side streets, but not on the expressway.
Yeah, have you seen her drive not on the expressway?
Yeah, I know.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Is there, I mean, Jesse, we were talking about this in an episode. I know we talk just tooth and nail, just you and me, like, on text with this, but like how you deal with hate is like so beautifully done, because I feel like you do get picked apart a lot. And like every time, like, you know, and I say to him, like, girl, I went down Reddit, and you're like, why do you do that to yourself? You know, and it's like, I always kind of listen to the things that you say because you have such a fresh take on it. And also like, but then you also get vulnerable. Like you're like, when people were, someone said something about your weight, and I remember being like, what is wrong with people? Like, why are they like, it's so hurtful.
It is. I think what happens is when you are in the spotlight and you put yourself out there, people feel like they have a right to say what they want to say, and they would never say these things to you on the street. Mm-mm. But it does put you in a place where people feel like they can be comfortable enough to give their opinion, even when it's not nice. And I do think sometimes whenever we are texting about that, it is hurtful. And yes, I did put on weight this summer. Thank you for noticing that and acknowledging that random person. Like, thank you. It's the things that you already feel hard on yourself about that someone else is pointing out. And it is hard. We're human beings. And I do feel like people need to stop and realize that. But like we've said, it's never going to go away. It will always be there. And so, but our perspective can change. And it goes for people that are in the spotlight or someone who's not in the spotlight. When people are saying hurtful things, you have to remember, like, they can't be happy. They can't be waking up feeling the sunshine on their face and happy to go about their day. If they want to hurt people all day long, hurt people. It's a real thing. And so I try to sit back and have grace for those people now. And what's another word that I think of sometimes, I guess perspective of they've got to be sad. They've got to be hurting every day. And I want to have sympathy instead and stop getting angry. It used to make me angry and it used to make me want to cry all the time and look in the mirror going, maybe I do have a big nose. Maybe I am overweight. Maybe all the things they want to point out, but I now have sympathy for those people. And I swear to God, I pray for them at night now because it makes me have more peace with it going, you know what? They're hurting. I can't imagine what their lives must be like to want to wake up every day and get on their computer and point out all the things that I already know about myself. Mm-hmm. So you just got to take a breath and go, I'm going to pray for them and I'm going to keep going about my business because they're not going to affect me and I'm going to be happy.
That's a word, sister.
Wow. Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, it's, I'm like, why, like, yeah, I already,
It's terrible, but you just have to, like, even now, like, you can't give it any more attention. It's like, we have to now, like,
yeah,
because the more attention you give it, the more it makes it real. So it's like,
feel it. Yeah.
We move on from it.
I know. Mm-hmm. I went out on this one date with someone and they were starting to talk like, oh, that's the ugly version of this person. And like, oh my God, his, like, his this, that, and the other. And I'm like, people are so freaking mean. I'm like, why? Like, I'm just like, as long as I want to fuck them, that's all that matters. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's like, you don't need to be mean, like, and say like hurtful things about other people. And they're, it's like, that's just
some
so
people
nasty.
Were never mean girled in high school and it shows. That's all I'll say. Yeah.
For sure. And it's just, and I think about that and there are the mean girls. Alan and I were just talking about that. He had trouble in school where people were mean to him and they,
Alan, come here. Tell him to come
Alan,
over here.
Come on now, my friend.
I'm invited.
They bullied him. He said. They were like hurtful for him who wanted to be a dancer. And look at this guy.
Alan. What's up? Hi, buddy. I got the privilege of dancing with Alan a few times when Gleb was sick. And you were just like, you're just the sweetest. When I found out she had you, I was like, he's the best. You'll love him. Like, he's so kind. But it's interesting they say you got bullied because so my son's in dance and I'm you know, he's in hip hop now. And I'm like, man. So, like, boys, like, what do I tell them when the kids bully him
like
for being a dance?
Hip-hop actually won't get bullied for it. Okay. Like hip-hop's cool.
Oh, okay, cool. Shoot. But, like, but the no, people, no. like, really, like, what do they say to you?
You know, like, at the time growing up, it was taboo for a boy to dance. Mm. You know, there was no boy dancers. Dancing with the Stars wasn't even really a thing until, you know, 2005 when it started. So, like, growing up when I was 10, 11 years old, dancing wasn't famous. It wasn't fun. It wasn't cool. No one did it. And I got made fun of a lot. In hindsight, you know, I actually at the time, even I didn't care because obviously I love dancing so much that like it was my safe place. Mm-hmm. After school, I would go straight to dance and just have fun and enjoy and like live my best life that during the day, high school and even junior high did not matter to me. And so now I look back at it, I'm like, yeah, it was a tough childhood. Everyone made fun of me, but I don't care. Like, it made me who I am. And I really, you know, I can move past that and just be thankful that I still have dance.
Mm-hmm. And now look at you.
What's
your now look at me.
That's right. I bet you're not reading Reddit.
Stars, he's gotten the big trophy.
I got Jesse now. That's the real win.
You're welcome.
What is your favorite thing about Jesse as a person and then your favorite thing about Jesse as a dancer?
Well, okay. One of the funniest things about Jesse is when like she's being sarcastic and like overly excited. It's so funny. Like it's just that like that.
She doesn't like that like, answer.
And then when we're having fun in rehearsals, it's real. You know, it's not just like, oh, we're going to be excited to do the dance. Like, Will, she makes the best references. I think you, like, love movies.
I'm a movie buff.
She's a movie buff, and she makes really accurate references.
Give us one.
Well, today was the best one of Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality. He's telling me to walk more graceful and glide. And I was like, I'm gliding here, like when she's trying to look at that. That's how I feel. I walk like her.
And she's, I'm gliding. I was like, this is like... It's just, I love references like that. I love movies, you know, so it's really fun when she makes the perfect reference.
And then what's one thing that you, like you, what's one thing that you're like, you wish that she would,
this is the pot stirrer coming out.
Yeah, not the pot stirrer. I'm just like, what's one thing where you're just like, ugh, like I wish she could, you know, do this or listen to me on this.
I got you. Ready? This is the best one. I wish she believed in herself more in dancing because she gets it. And I can see her trying so hard. And a lot of the time, I'm sure you're familiar with it, is like, as soon as you let go, it clicks.
Yep.
Second, you like believe in yourself and it just, it happens. It clicks. And you're like, oh my God, why was I struggling so hard with that when all I had to do was less? And so like, to me is like, if she can believe in herself, as soon as I believe in her, then it's like, okay, we're easy. And honestly, it's not just her, it's more of me because I have to change. I've been learning, especially with Jessie, how to change the way I teach. I overheard her saying it, but you know, like Jessie is somebody that really reacts really well to positive reinforcement. And I've been learning that, and I've been really adjusting to it. And I feel like this last, like the last half of last week and this week has just been so much more joyful and like almost easy.
Yeah.
Because it's been a good environment.
Cause I'm already going to
beat yourself
like,
up enough.
Hard on myself. Yeah. I'm already going to do that. Yeah. Like you don't have to worry about that. I got that covered. Exactly. So I'm already there. So if I'm hard on myself and he's double, it's like double hard on myself. I need to have him lift me. Cause I'm already inside just going like, you can't do this. You can't do this. I need him to be like, you can do this. And me going, okay.
Yeah. Right. And it really so helps true. Because, you know, I see her right away and I'm like, oh, she's really like understanding it.
Yeah.
But she's not allowing herself to do it yet. And then when she does, it's like, we finished. We're like, that was fun. That was great. And so like, that to me is like, I want to be better at facilitating that for Jess. Sure.
It's almost like you got to let go, believe and let God, you know, just.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure.
Who's y'all's biggest competition, do you think?
Oh, honestly.
Everyone.
Everybody. If you could just name one, who do you think is, who do you think's the one?
I seriously can't tell you. You could probably say one, Jenna. I feel like going into it, you may think there's one or two, but when you're standing on that balcony and you're watching everyone, I mean,
everyone looks amazing.
You're like, oh, that person. Like you can see everyone getting to the finals this season. I don't know if it's always like that on every season of this show, but you even said to yourself, like, everyone's really good. Like, there's at least half of the people on this cast that are like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's the beauty about the show is that it is about growing and learning, but there are amazing dancers already. You know, like, this is like one of the first seasons where you look at like more than half the cast and you're like, on any other season, this person's a winner.
100%. That's a good way to put it.
And so I don't know who's going to win this season. I mean,
well, and not to be rude, but like Bobby Bones did win. So it's like, sometimes it's not the best dancer that wins. It's the best story. And it's the best, you know, the authenticity and the,
I actually went back and rewatched some of his season and he was entertaining and he cared and he tried.
And he had fun.
And he had fun. And I think that's what it is. It's not just who's the best dancer, but who's doing this for a bigger,
who's going to really let go
and who's growing and really committing to the show.
Any tips or any like little tidbits you can give for tomorrow? Because this is airing Sunday. So anything you can give us as a little tease?
Jessie is committing. She is.
I am all in from head to toe.
Oh, I like it.
I'm going to get painted. Gold.
Oh my gosh. Wait, fun. I'm so excited. Well, you guys have to watch Jessie and Alan, vote for them on Disney Plus. You can watch it live there. And you guys, we're rooting, we're voting, we're loving. And Jessie, let me know which Monday I can come out and see.
Any of them. Come this Monday.
I'm like,
come tomorrow.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can call Mike. And we'll text. We'll see which one.
Okay.
Love you guys so much. Thanks for coming on.
You. Thank you all for having me.
Bye guys.
All right. Bye girls. See
ya. Bye.
Bye. Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
Wait, do we want to go to LA?
Sure. Tomorrow.
Where's that?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh, Jessie.
Oh, tomorrow.
My life doesn't work that way. But
well, no, now that Catherine's not getting a divorce, like, you know, Nick can watch the kids.
We can still have
here's
kids
the thing.
Doing
I
stuff.
Actually saw you more when you were married. Like, that's the thing. I'm like, no, people are like, oh, it's not going to work for Jana's agenda with her being single. I was like, no, it actually worked better when they were married. Right. I got to see her more.
I know the group text was like, I can't. It's not my kid free weekend. I can't.
And I was like, what the hell?
My kids are so busy.
You getting divorced sucks.
Divorced or not divorced.
Your kids are busy. Well, no, but seriously, I love Jessie and I love the way that she, I'm going to start praying for y'all. For the mean people.
No, seriously, though.
No, I love
it's
that.
About
that
the perspective. That's not going to change. So it's how we change our perspective.
All I know is I got a dozen roses, so that's all I care about.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to tell us?
Nope.
Is there 1,000 things you want to tell us?
Goodbye.
Hey,
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.